How's it going, guys? BYOB Media Podcast host Demaria Smith here, back again with you with another podcast. What I want to say is why a lot of people don't take their life serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't grab the success that's, you know what I'm saying, that's grabbable. It's there in front of them. Like, people don't take their life serious. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They're like living, but their minds is like gone. They're, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're robots. They're being controlled. You know, and it sucks because, you know, a lot of people have great talent. You know, a lot of people have really what it takes to get to the next level in life and do great things. You know, like, you got to be crazy to not try something new every day. Like, really. Like, are you blinded, you know what I'm saying, by the material things in life, or by, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody wants to be like somebody. Because it's no other way. Because people, they see every day televisions and commercials, TV shows, you know what I'm saying? They see people in there having a great time living life, you know what I'm saying, spending all this money, you know. But I feel like most of these people that you see on TV and all that, like, they're not really happy, man. Some are, like, I'm not gonna lie, some are, you know what I'm saying? Some people are happy, but some people are just miserable. And if you think money's gonna solve that, even when you know what I'm saying, are miserable and you want more money, get more money, like, you're still gonna be miserable. That don't change anything. You know, you have to be willing to change you. You know, you have to be willing to change your mind, change the way you think. You know what I'm saying? You have to be ready to act differently, man, because this world is already crazy enough, man. And, you know, a lot of people don't take initiative and learn the things that they need to learn to get to the next level. You know, it's like they're comfortable. They like being in the situation that they're in, you know. Even if that's all you know and that's what you're used to, that's no excuse, you know. People want to live the good life and the fast life and, you know what I'm saying, the rich life. But a lot of people aren't willing to put in the work. Like, how many late nights are you willing to stay up working on your craft? Like, you know, what are you willing to do for the success? Not like nothing bad, but like your worth ethic, you know what I'm saying? How hard are you willing to go? And how, you know what I'm saying, what are you willing to do for your future, for your success, you know? Like, this little kids these days that are putting more work in than adults, grown adults. Little kids, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Kids want more. They see it. There's kids out there creating apps and websites and, you know what I'm saying, creating stuff for the future. Like, if they doing it, why can't, you know what I'm saying, grown people do it? You know what I'm saying? Grown folks, adults, why they can't do it? It's not hard. You know, everybody looked up to something. Everybody wants something out of life. Somebody, you know, like, a lot of people want that new, you know what I'm saying, a new Mercedes and a new Beamer, you know. Oh, I gotta have that car one day, I'm gonna get it, you know. I mean, eventually, yeah, if you decide to work a 9-to-5, that's cool. You can work a 9-to-5, stack your money up and get it. But realistically, like, you want all these fancy things. Anything that's gonna change your situation, that's gonna change anything about you? No, you're really just, you know what I'm saying, putting up a shield from who you really are. Like, when you don't have nothing and you come from the struggle, that's you. That's how you are, you know what I'm saying? So I get it, money changes a lot of people because they're not used to having it. But at the same time, like, money's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You can literally do anything in this world to make a profit or make money. You just got to be willing to work at your craft and study it. You know what I'm saying? Find something that people want. Supply and demand. You know, like, you can go on Google and look up keywords that have been searched and people are searching for every day, like the top popular words. You know what I'm saying? You can start your business or base your business off of that. Really, what do people want? What are people looking for? You know, there's a lot of ways to get up there, you know, especially like music artists and stuff. Music artists have so many people these days, like, who are willing to support good music, but you just have to be willing to put the music out. Like, how you know you're a good artist if you never go to the studio? How you know you're a good skater if you never skateboard, you know what I'm saying, to practice? You know, how you know you're a good doctor if you never did anything of that sort? So you got to be willing to try new things. You got to be willing to just get out there and say, you know what, forget it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. You're going to do something day by day, one step at a time. You know, that's perfectly fine. That's what you're supposed to do. Get out, learn something new, try something new. You know, but don't be discouraged and don't be scared because other people are not doing it and they're looking at you like you crazy or something. No, you just want more out of life. Really? That's what I want, man. I want more out of life. I don't know about you guys, but if you don't want more or better for yourself, then that's sad. I don't know what to say. There's literally all this money in this world. You can literally do anything. You can be a photographer. You can sell clothes. You can sell art. You can sell things in your house. You can go to yard sales and flip it. You can go to eBay. You can go to stores, buy things and flip them. You're just not doing the research. You got to do the research. Are you willing to put in the hours? All it takes is a couple hours just to look, just to search for something. You on your phone all day. You're on the internet all day. Why not learn how to make something? Learn something new. You know what I'm saying? Read. Like, don't waste your life, man. Don't waste your time. You're just sitting there, just not doing nothing, being a zombie, being controlled by the world and the media, social media, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, soon Facebook came out, everybody, oh, I'm going to make me a Facebook and find my friends. All that energy you spent on that, doing that, could have been put to learning a new trade, learning a new skill, teaching yourself. If you don't want to go to school, learn something. Okay, you can go on YouTube and Google and learn something. You can get the blueprint, and it'll literally teach you how to do something or make something or create something step by step. There's no excuse. Little kids are doing it, you know? So, like, what's your excuse? Are you just lazy? Or you just want somebody to give you something? You want a handout? Like, in this world, man, you got to put in the work. You got to grind. You know, you got to stay humble, you know what I'm saying? Gotta put God first, man. Whatever you do, like, don't waste your life, man. Don't waste your time doing something, man. If you got people around you that are negative influences, leave, bro. Get out of that. If you got people that's not trying to help you and better your situation, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Get out of there. Leave. Don't be around that shit. You know? I know it's hard because there's probably some people live in situations and they feel like they stuck. Man, don't worry about it. You good. You know what I'm saying? God got you. As long as you got a good heart, good mind, clear mind, you know what I'm saying? Good conscience, you good. You know, don't let people take you for granted, man. Don't let people, you know what I'm saying, control your life. Don't let people tell you, oh, I think you should do this because, no, man, it's your life. People who live their life and didn't do everything they needed to do, they live in regret. So they try to live through their kids or they trying to live through other people that they can. You feel me? That's why a lot of people are so easily to be attached to other people. When you're down and out and don't have nothing, it's easy to be attached to somebody who is doing something. You feel me? And try to suck the energy and life out of them. You feel me? And it's sad because instead of trying to help them better their situation, better your situation, you want to, you know what I'm saying? You want to be bad. You want to be worse. You want to be negative. Do bad things. Do illegal things. You know, nothing good comes out of being bad, man. Nothing good comes out of doing wrong. You feel me? It's bad karma, it's good karma. I don't know about you guys, but I want good karma. You know, I want to take care of my family, man. I want to make sure my kids have everything they need, you know, to never worry, man. I want my kids to be set for life. You know, sometimes it's hard when you're in a living situation and the people around you don't help. And you know what I'm saying? It's, you feel me? But like I said, it's sometimes it's just nobody's fault. But you really, it's up to you really to make a difference and to do something. You know, so don't be like all your life being mad and blaming people. And, oh, it's their fault because this didn't happen, or it's his fault because I didn't get this. No, it's on you. It just depends on how bad you want it. If you really want it that bad, like you say you do, you're going to go get it. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste time. Stop wasting time. Life too precious, man. Life too short, man. You got people who, you know what I'm saying, to see, things to do, people to take care of, you know. And I feel like you're here to do something, and you're here to do something for a reason. And if you're going to waste your life and not do nothing, what's the purpose? You know what I'm saying? Sadly, things happen because this world is a crazy world. You know, a lot of people rather be safe than sorry. But as long as you know how to move and you always smart with your decisions, you know what I'm saying? And how you carry yourself, you should be good, man. You should know what areas to stay away from, what places to go, not to go. You know what I'm saying? Who to be around, who not to be around. Sometimes people are too vulnerable. They allow themselves to get put in a situation because they don't know how to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how to open their mouth. They be scared. Like, what you scared for? This is your life. If I don't want to go nowhere and do something I don't want to do, I'm not going to do it. You know? A lot of people have that bad. Come on, bro. Let's go, man. Why you acting like that, bro? Like, no, bro. I'm good. I told you. I'm straight. Oh, you acting like, oh, I don't care, bro. Because you don't want... You want to get something so bad that you can't work for it, you can't grind for it, you can't be patient and do the right thing for it. I'm cool. Miss me with that, bro. I'm not on your team. You feel me? You want to get in trouble and, you know what I'm saying, be a negative Nancy and stuff. Like, I ain't got time for that. I'm on a mission to get it, and I need chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times have you got tired of just sitting, not having money, or... How many times have you been sitting there and you was broke and didn't have nothing really? You couldn't buy nothing. You couldn't get no food. You go to the store. You people, friends getting stuff. You can't even buy nothing. Like, but one thing for sure, if you got friends that'll let you starve and you got friends that won't spend on you when you need it the most or won't help you out when you need it, you feel me? Like, a little bit goes a long way. And maybe they're not your friend, you know what I'm saying? You got to really think about it. Like, the people you surround yourself with and hang around with, are they really your friends? Do they really have your best interest? Do they really want to see you win? That's really what it's about. Even my young people, if you were young and you in school, just watch the people you hang around. They always clowning you, making jokes to you, fun to you. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to help you out, not trying to do the things that you're trying to do. They're not really your real friends, because a real friend's going to ride no matter what. You know what I'm saying? No matter what y'all go through. You feel me? Hey, I take care of a lot of people, man. I look out. You know, I do what I gotta do, man. I don't be sitting here wasting time, you know. I'll tell somebody quick, like, yeah, bro, I gotta go. I'm about to do this. Or, you know, never be scared to speak your mind. Never be scared to be you. Never be scared to hang around the right crowd. Never be scared to do the right thing. You feel me? Because I guarantee you, you're going to get blessed. And I guarantee you, you're going to see great results and better results. You're going to live better. You're going to feel better. You're going to do better, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want out of life? What do you want to accomplish? What do you see yourself doing in the next 2 to 5 to 10 years? What do you want to have done and accomplished? You know? And the main thing is financial stability, man. That's really what it's about. And being comfortable, being happy, success. I asked a question on Facebook yesterday, a couple days ago. Like, what do you think success means in your own definition? A lot of people gave me a lot of good definitions. Can't lie. But the real definition is doing something you love to do every day on your own time and on your own time. Being able to do what you want to do every day that makes you happy. You know, that's really what it's about. Doing you, being comfortable, being happy, and living. That's what it's about. So thank you guys for tuning in to this podcast. And I hope you guys start sharing and reviewing, man, and looking out. I thank you guys, and I appreciate you guys. Hope you have a blessed day. Thank you.